Mark chapter 5, we're going to begin reading at verse 35. Mark 5 and 35. And he said unto her, that's 34, 35, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any farther? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. When our Lord, when he was on his way to heal the young daughter of Jairus, the synagogue's ruler, he was delayed. And meanwhile, word was sent from the house of Jairus, said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest the master? Why troublest the master any farther? But then the scripture tells us in verse 36, it says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, you know, it seems as though in this scripture right here that Jesus overheard what had been said. As soon as Jesus heard, he overheard what had been said. I begin to think about even in this service right here as these two great men has already preached to us. And there's probably some of you right here this morning, it's under the sound of my voice. You have come to this camp meeting and you have said within yourselves, probably a possibility that nobody's even heard you, what you said. You needing something, you sure love to see the Lord to do something, but Jesus overheard. He overheard. Amen? Come on. It says as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, I begin to think about what was that word. Let me take my time and preach to you here for a little bit. A lot of times it is words that we hear sometimes. It is words of discouragement. Thy daughter is dead. Come on. But if you had just said it just a little more gentle, it would have meant a lot more. But just up and to say, thy daughter is dead. What words of discouragement? Is anybody here that's under the sound of my voice this morning? Has there been any words of discouragement that has come to you? Come on. And then again, I thought about not only was it words of discouragement, thy daughter is dead. Also, it could have been words of misdirection. Why trouble? Why troublest the master any farther? Why trouble him anymore? I mean, it's over with. It's done. Come on. Is that what the enemy is putting in some of our minds, in some of our hearts right here at this camp meeting? There's no need of making a do anymore. There's no need of praying another prayer. It's just going to be this way. This is just the way it's going to be. You're going to have this sickness the rest of your life. I mean, I believe we was in the cafeteria this morning, and Brother Sewell was in there, and he told me, he said, Brother Leon, he says, I am praying that God will do something for me at this meeting right here. Come on, help me right here for a little while. You don't think Jesus didn't hear him say that? Come on, I'm not preaching this just because of what Brother Sewell said. I'm preaching this because I feel that God's laid this on my heart. I'm not preaching this morning. I can't do any better than what Brother Nathan's already done preached to us. And I believe that Brother Nathan, I mean, he said the key word to it, if we would just only believe. Come on, help me right here for a little while. I ain't even told you yet what I'm going to preach, but I want to get down to it. I really do. And when Jesus, when he heard the word, I want to tell you what that was spoken. He saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, he said, be not afraid, only believe. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you what, no doubt Jesus, he overheard what had been said, but the thing I liked about it, he overruled what had been said. Come on, can you say amen? And the key to that is just to believe. Come on. He has overheard what has been said, church, but I'd love to see him right here this morning in this service on a Monday morning. He can change your Monday into a Sunday. He can overrule, he can override what has been said. Come on, can you say amen? But there is a part that you and I play on that. We have got to believe him, and we have got to put our faith in Almighty God. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, there's many of us right here this morning that is under the sound of my voice. We know what God has done for us. And Brother Neil has already made mention. He's going to give the older people an opportunity to preach and to sing and to testify. I am grateful and thankful for what God has done for the older people. I appreciate Brother Archie Morgan. I appreciate some of the others. And Brother Edward Day that's done gone on to his reward. Come on. But I want to tell you what, there is a younger generation that is a coming on that needs to know that there is a God in heaven that can still speak the word, and he can override and he can overrule what the devil, come on, is a wanting us to believe that there'll never be no change. Come on, I want to tell you something. You might see worldlies are coming into some churches, but there are some that are still holding the standard, and there's a younger generation that is still wanting the standard to be held. Come on, can you say amen? You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see the Shekinah glory of God to come into this town meeting and override and overrule some things that the devil is wanting us to believe. Well, I want to preach. I really am. I didn't ask for this message right here. I really didn't. But I was at home before I ever came south. Come on, and I'm not that far from you. I'm just in central Georgia myself. And I am believing, and I want you to believe with me, I am believing that God is wanting to overrule, and he's a wanting to override some things. Come on, can you say amen? Help me. Brother Roger Ruiz, I believe that there's some that has come right here to this meeting. You've got needs in your homes. You've got needs in your churches. You've got needs in your families. You have got needs in your bodies. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, there's a God in heaven that is touched by our infirmities. He knows all about it. He knows all about your burden. He knows all about your sorrows. Come on. But not only that does he know it, he wants to overrule and he wants to override. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach right here for just a little while. And Brother Nathan, if you want to get up here and help me, come on, me and you preach a tag team right here. I want to tell you, I feel the Lord in this house. I want to do something on a Monday morning. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help this preacher right here for just a little while this morning. I'd love to see him to overrule and to override right here this morning what he has overheard. But the thing of it is, we have got to believe. Come on, can you say amen? I begin to think about that over here in the book of Mark. Very familiar scriptures to us. Mark chapter 10 about blind Bartimaeus. And it says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out the more to say, Jesus, thou son of David. He said, have mercy on me. And notice what was said there in verse 48 of chapter 10 of Mark. And it says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he didn't give up there. He didn't quit there. The Bible says he cried out the more a great deal. Come on, can you say amen? Hey, it disturbs me, Brother Neil, and it bothers me in this hour for the thief, Brother Gentry, to reach right into home, right into holiness homes. Come on, help me right. Hey, church, there is an epidemic that is going on among us. Come on, among the young married couples, that the devil knows what he is doing. He's reaching right in and destroying their marriages. But did you know what? I know a God in heaven that can take and overrule, and he can take and override. He can take and put things back together again. He majors in those things. Hey, I don't have the castle to give the people, but there is a God in heaven that knows exactly how to do it. Come on, help me right here. You know what? I left to see the third person of the Godhead to come right in here among us and overrule and override some things. I don't know how they do in court. I've never been there. But I do know one thing. The judge can stand up. And he says, I'm going to overrule. And I'm going to override. Come on. And you know what I'd love to see right here in this meeting? I'd love to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to stand up and said, I've heard what has been said. But I'm going to overrule, and I'm going to override. Oh, I don't believe y'all again what I'm saying right here. Come on, I wish there could be some Barnabases right here in this service, right here this morning. I really do. Come on, that you come on, and they might be some of you that are charging and saying, there's no need of saying anything else. But some, I know the scripture doesn't bring this out, but let me just use my imagination right here for a little while. If Bartimaeus had just hushed, and if he'd have just been quiet right there, he didn't. I believe Jesus heard him. I believe Jesus overheard. He overheard the cry of Bartimaeus, and it got his attention, and the Bible said he stood still. Come on, Calvary. I believe we can get his attention. You know what I'm feeling right here this morning? I believe there is some that has got his attention, and he is a standing still. Come on, hey, he didn't hesitate 1 minute, my friend, to let him know what he needed. He wanted to receive his sight. I don't know what you need this morning, but let's be specific with the Lord and let him to know what we are needing. He's a wanting us to ask him for what we are wanting. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord here tonight in this house. Overheard, but he is wanting to overrule. He's wanting to override. Come on. Help me, help me. I don't know what Christ. I don't know what the Lord might be saying to you. But I do know one thing I feel right here this morning's service. He's bringing you face to face with the thing that is holding us back. Oh, I want to preach. I really am. Come on. He doesn't like Brother Gentry. What's happening around here? He's saying, all right, I'm going to let you go that far. I'm going to let you feel what you're feeling right now. Brother Wayne Grace, we're glad you're here. And pray for me if you ever pray right now. Come on. It doesn't bother me for you just to go that far. But for y'all to go to talking about miracles, for y'all to go to talking about healings, y'all to go to talking about homes being restored, come on, families being reunited, You ought to go to talking that foolish. I said, going a little bit too far. I want to tell you what, my God is able to do it. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, sweet Lamb of God, hey, help me right here. Hey, you don't have to be a casualty. You don't have to be one that'll fall. You can be one that God can reach right down. And you say, where did it happen? It started at Calvary. It started at camp meeting there. It started there at Broxton. Come on, the Lord, come on, the devil doesn't like it, my friend, when we begin to mix faith with the Word of God. That is a word that is getting far from holiest people. We think God is just going to do it, but He's a wanting us to act on our faith and to exercise our faith, because the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please Him. But the Bible also said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord. You know what I'm a feeling right here this morning? I'm a feeling vibration from heaven that the devil is afraid that somebody is going to exercise their faith and they're going to start to believe in God. Oh, glory to God. I'm a feeling Him right here in this house. Let me slow down a little bit and talk to us here. I don't want to preach to you what the Lord's telling me about. Abraham, Sarah, I know there's a lot of people laughing at me the way I talk and say things. I'm beyond that. Because sometimes I wonder if y'all even said it correctly yourselves. I'm beyond that. I'm beyond that. I got beyond that in Oklahoma. Years ago, when I was up there preaching on Mary and Martha, I tell you, I thought they was going to roll out of the pews. I said, what in the world are y'all laughing at? Come on, not, you know. I said, who in the world ever heard of yous and y'alls? Come on, yous come. My Lord, what's wrong with rolling an R, putting an R on something? You understand what I'm saying? Oh, help me here. Come on. Come on, I don't even know a foreign language. They tell me I only speak English. I just talk American. So I reckon that's all right. I reckon it's all right. You know how Abraham and Sarah, come on, they were done promised to have a child. Come on. Done promised you're going to have a child, but that child hadn't come. Come on, help me right here for a little while. In Genesis 18. It said, therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Come on, help me right here. Sarah didn't think God heard. Sarah thought that her life, nobody knew anything about it. But hey, God heard it. God overheard. Come on. What are you laughing at, Sarah? Come on. Help me right here for just a little while. You know what some of us are thinking within us? There is no way this can ever be fixed. There is no way this can ever be done. Come on, sister. Whoever dreamed that y'all would have a van? And I don't even know about your situation. Much less getting your insurance paid for and giving you money for the gas. That is God a blessing you and giving you benefits. Come on, in the spirit. Come on, can you say amen? Hey, church, if we would only believe, there is no telling what God could do right here. This, but oh, Brother Lee, that's such of an impossibility. They're going to have to go through marriage counsel. They're going to have to go through counseling school. Who said if God gets a hope to their heart and if God restores and if God puts things back together, who said they would have to do? Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here this morning. This is a Monday morning, but I'm a feeling the Shekinah glory of God in this house. Why? Why did Sarah laugh? I want to tell you something. Listen, Miss Preacher Church. What God hath promised, God is able to perform. Come on, come on, come on. Help me right here. What do we see in this story about Abraham and Sarah? We see the almightiness of Almighty God. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you what Abraham may be old. Sarah may be barren. But God, the problem is no difficulty to God. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. Hey, what is your problem anyway? And when you get in the presence of Almighty God, come on, help me right here for a little while. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I want to tell you what faith is. Faith is based on what you know of God. And the more you know Him in experience, the more you can trust Him for things that you are needing right here this morning. Come on, help me right here. And He is no respecter of person. If He has done it for others, He can do it for you. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something, church. We dwell on the families that the devil has separated. We dwell on the sin that the devil has thrown some of them into, but we don't think too much about some of those that God has restored and put back together. Come on, can you say amen? I know some families, it looked like an impossibility. I have pastored some of them. It looked like an impossibility, but did you know what? In God's own time, I want to tell you, He made a way, my friend. Come on, He overheard, but then again, He overruled. Sweet Lamb of God, I want to tell you, Brother Newberry, the shingles is not nothing to God. He can reach right down on a Monday morning service and touch you and heal your body and make you whole if we could only believe. Oh, help me, help me. Well, I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to hold you all evening. But we see the almightiness of God. But not only that, God wants us to be faithful. He wants us to be faithful. But then again, we see the faithfulness of God. What God said and what God promised, He performed. He performed. Come on. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. It's kind of like a woman that I heard of that got saved. She got saved in a revival. She was shouting and rejoicing all the way home for about 4 or 5 weeks. I want to tell you, she was shouting and rejoicing. And some of you know how that it is. I know how that it is when the Lord blesses you and you feel like that you're caught up way up there. Come on, and then something comes along, puts you way down here. Come on, after 4 or 5 weeks, it looked like the shout left this woman. She didn't feel like rejoicing. She told a little boy one day, she said, I want to tell you. She said, son, she said, I don't know what's happening to mama. But said, something's happening. I don't feel that I one time felt. Come on. He said, mother, said, do you remember what the preacher preached? She said, I don't remember everything that he said. Says, I can't recall everything that the preacher said. But said, I can remember the text that he took. He said, what was the text? Says, she said, he preached on John 3:16. And that was the night I got saved. Come on. The little old boy, he left. He left his mother into another room and he run back to the bedroom. He looked on the nightstand and there was her Bible. He got that Bible. He brought it back to his mother. He says, mother, he said, the text is still there. It is still there. Come on, can you say amen? Sometimes he might put us down and let us walk by faith. But I want to tell you something, church. It is still there. There is a promise that is there for you. Come on, you say, oh, Brother Lynn, I'm so old right now. Come on, help me right here. I don't even feel like moving. I have a promise for you. I once was young, but now I am old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread.
Oh,
sweet Lamb of God. It is still there, church. Come on, can you say amen? He's not a God. Come on, help me of the fifties. He is a God of the day. Come on. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Malachi says that he is a God that changeth not. Sweet Lamb of God, I'll tell you how I feel right here. I feel like I could run through a troop and leap over a wall right here. Come on, it's still there, church. I don't know what you come looking for. I don't know what promise that you need to get a hold to right here this morning, but it is still in the book. Well, let me take my time, preach right here. But Brother Lee, what else can happen? What else can go wrong? What else can come our way? Oh, there's a promise that is still there. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. But Brother Leah, you don't know the turmoil of my mind. There is a promise there. He said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in him. But Brother Leah, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't know. I might not. But I want to tell you, there is a promise that is in the book for you, my friend. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. And the devil is afraid that somebody's going to get a grip on that promise. Some of y'all are worried about me. Y'all scared I'm going to tear up his flower arrangement. But somebody's already told me it needs to be pressed down a little bit so y'all can see Brother Gentry when he gets up here. So don't worry about me. God's got a way of working things. Come on. I've already done will to this pretty little bub right here. Come on. Bless his little heart. But I want to tell you what, just because that flower was wilted, it ain't no sign our spirit's got to be wilted. Oh, can y'all help me right here for a little while? Oh, I feel the Lord in this house. I really do. Come on, oh, sweet Lamb of God. But Brother Lee, come on, I have needs. I've got needs. Come on. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, come on. Can you say amen? But Brother Lee, I don't know what I'm going to be able to make it or not. Come on, I've got a promise for you. In 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all thing may abound in every good work. Come on, church. Oh, Lamb of God. I'm a feeling his glory right here this morning in this house. And I'm afraid that the devil is going to try to hinder somebody from getting a hope to the promise of God. He overheard, but he overruled. He overruled. Oh, help me. I don't know, Brother Tim Mock. I haven't been in this thing as long as some of these. I haven't been here as long as Brother Walker. I don't have near the experience that Brother Herschel. And I'm not near the man that Brother Archie. And will never come up to their statue. Probably never reach it. But I believe that I can sense. Come on, when the enemy is wanting to press and to weigh us down and to burden us down. Come on. Help me right here. Come on. I love you, dear people. You are precious to me. Come on. But I believe that God is a one. Are y'all going to help me believe in this camp meeting? I mean, are y'all really going to help me believe? Are y'all going to really help these other preachers to believe? Come on. I want to tell you something, church. We are needy. We are in dire need of seeing an old-time Holy Ghost camp meeting. Come on, can you help me right here? I told somebody the other night, I believe it was the first night that we was here. I said, in this camp meeting right here, I'd like to be like Brother Vince Wilson said. He said, I like to be like the nail that is in the wall that is a holding the picture up. You see the picture, but you don't see the nail. Come on, can you say amen? That is just exactly like I'd like to be right here in this camp meeting. I like to be like the nail that is on the wall that is a holding something up that you don't, it is not even necessary for me to even have to say a word. If the Holy Ghost comes into this meeting and begins to work and it begins to deal, come on, Bible. Can you say amen? But you're saying, oh, Brother Lynn, there's not all of that many right here this morning who said there had to be. Come on, it can start right here with us on a day service. It can flow right through the youth service. It can go right through the night service. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for just a little while. It can get a hold to the young people that is in the service on the morning service. Oh, Lamb of God. But for some reason or another, I feel like that your adversary is right on your trail, my friend, and he's a right on your back. Come on, and he's a eating at your heels, and he's a telling you there is no way you're going to receive anything in this camp meeting. There is no way you're going to get any help in this camp meeting. But I'm going to serve notice on the devil with you. I'm going to try to help you right here this morning. The scripture tells us that he is a very present help in the time of need. Come on, and it is a time of need. Come on. Hey, I want to tell you something. Talk about Obama. Oh, we want to talk about Obama. Oh, Obama, whoever. But I want to tell you something. I'm not worried about Washington this morning. I'll tell you what I'm concerned about, and that is the church house and what's going on in the church house. I want to see the power of God and the Shekinah glory of God to move in our midst. Come on, can you say amen? That's what we are needing. That's what our younger generation is longing for, is to see a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of the Shekinah glory of God. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory right here this morning in this house. Oh, help me preach, help me preach. I know y'all afraid I'm finna get stretched out and get long-winded. I'm not. But He overheard. But He overruled. Jash, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the master anymore? What if Jairus had just left it at that? What if he said, I'm just going to accept that? I'm going to accept that. But Jesus overruled. He said, be not afraid. Only believe. Who is it right here this morning that's under the sound of my voice that you want to step out of there? You want to come out of there? You've heard this great preacher preach. You've heard Brother Nathan preach. Now God is a telling, if you'll just only believe. But Lynn, you don't understand. I might not. But I do understand this. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit is going to lift up a standard against him. Well, everybody stands right here this morning. I could preach on, I could say some other things. I really could. But I don't want to drag nothing out. I really don't. But devil, you over there? I know you know that old song. Only believe. Can you come sing that? Others, whoever you need to get to help you. I feel like right here this morning. I don't feel like it's no coincidence that God laid on this brother's heart. And God knows what he was dealing with my heart about. And this other brother. Come on. He overheard, but he overruled. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads right now. There's needs right here among us. There's troubles. There's problems. We're looking. We're searching. We're trying to find a way out of them. Sometimes the only way, church, sometimes the only way, child of God, is just believe Him. That's all He's wanting you to do, is believe Him. Sing it, Brother Dimble. Brother Lynn, there's no way. It's done gone too far. It looked like an impossibility for Lazarus. It looked like an impossibility for Jairus' daughter. But the word came back to Jairus. Be not afraid. Only believe. Listen, church.
Only believe.
Could it be a spirit of fear that is holding you back?
Possible.
Could it be a spirit of fear that you're dealing with? Fear has got torment in it. God doesn't want you to have that spirit of fear. He wants your faith to rise and overcome that fear. There's some of you right here this morning from the sound of my voice. You're questioning. You're questioning in your mind. Can God really do it? Can God really do it? But you know what we're really saying, church, when we do that? We're really doubting. We're just like Thomas. We're really doubting whether God can do it or not.
Lord, I believe.
What is your need this morning?
Lord,
it might be a physical need. It might be a financial need. It might be a spiritual need.
Lord,
all Jesus is asking you, believe.
Only believe.
I know you love to be shouting. You love to be rejoicing.
Only believe.
Sometimes God doesn't work in that way.
All things are possible.
It doesn't have to be a service where people's walking the back of the seats, running the aisles, for you to get that you need from God. It could be in a sweet spirit just like right here among us this morning. That the Holy Ghost could come by. He could touch you and lift you up. I appreciate Brother Newberry up around here. He told me yesterday, I believe it was yesterday,
Lord,
he's had these shingles.
I believe.
22 months.
Lord,
soon we'll be 2 years.
I believe.
But you know God
know
can change it.
Things are
God
possible.
Can fix it.
Lord,
but you know what? For some reason, I don't feel like he's the only one that's wanting to be around this altar. I feel like there are some others. You want to come around this altar. What about some of you good brothers this Holy Ghost filled? Come pray for Brother Newberry. Who knows? It could very well happen this morning. But there's some of you right here and you're struggling with things. And the devil is trying to wreck your faith. That's what he was trying to do to Jairus. When a report come to him, said, don't trouble the master anymore. Your daughter is dead. Just trying to wreck his faith. That's what he's trying to do to us right here this morning. He's trying to rob you of your faith in Almighty God. Bring your problems right here. All he's wanting you to do is believe.